yeah. JT, man. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN. So, are you doing this because you can't? You're not going to be DJ Shagru this week? You playing
maybe
like
subconsciously
John Legend, and then you're playing some JT. We are not on Friday morning. Dan, in fact, will be off all of. He'll be off starting Friday morning for the whole week. Leading, he won't be back till after Thanksgiving.
Correct.
Man, come on.
Are you going to take the TARDIS with you?
I can leave it for you guys if you'd like.
No, I don't think anybody should step inside the TARDIS but you.
Yeah, I feel like there's a booby trap or something.
Well, I mean, the TARDIS will not be used because we won't be here for the next two Fridays.
Right.
So this
we've got a little Fly Jam Thanksgiving treat courtesy of Fly Jam Bob here last night, but not a
but
full.
But that's a Wednesday. That's a Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
We'll be doing a special Fly Jam Wednesday morning. Will you be here, Esmeralda?
Yes.
Okay, so we are going to do a special Fly Jam Thanksgiving-themed Fly Jam on Wednesday morning before Thanksgiving because I'm off for those 2 days. I'm off on Thanksgiving and the morning after.
That was a lot of descriptive time words.
Yeah. What was that?
So there was a lot of descriptive time words.
Descriptive time words? I was in that band.
Wednesday morning before the Thanksgiving of the before...
Descriptive time words. That was I believe that
was. It took me a bit to follow.
That was a Saga album. By the way, hashtag Saga rules. Have we been making that happen?
No.
I think it was just like one and done.
Are you kidding me? You never one and done on Saga. Canada. Welcome to Canada, home of Saga. Oh, man. Saga rules. Okay. Hey, or Airborne. Esmeralda, do you have an affinity for any sort of accents?
Oh, yeah.
What do you like?
Scottish, Irish, English. I'll take some French.
Uh-huh. So
yeah, that's about it.
Scottish, Irish, English, and French.
Yeah. Or British, I guess.
British. Okay. What is it about the... let's start with the Scottish.
It's the... I don't know. It's the... You know, they say certain words all funny. I don't know how to describe it. I don't know what it is about it.
I
say so funny. No, at least the British. I think it's cute because they're so. Most of them are proper.
Is it because there are different? You like the Cockney accent?
Yeah, that one's okay. It's a little. You can never understand them.
Right.
But you know, they say certain words all funny.
Right, like, they say certain words all funny.
Well, no, okay. So you know, we say aluminum. Technically wrong.
Right.
And they say aluminium.
Yeah.
Boulevard.
Boulevard.
Yeah. A boulevard.
For boulevard?
They say boulevard.
Hmm. All right. You like Craig Ferguson?
Yeah. He's Scottish, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Okay. So Scottish. And now is the French accent, is that a sexy accent?
Yeah, that one's good.
So like even Gerard Depardieu? So if
I mean, they can't just have an accent. They have to be good-looking as well.
You don't think Depi Doo is good-looking?
Nah, not really. Although I will say
he
someone...
He pees on airplanes. Did you know that? He likes to pee on airplanes.
Oh,
I don't
wait.
Mean in the toilet.
Sign me up.
Did you know, by the way, that Gerard Depi Doo has been known to drink 14 bottles of wine a day?
That's real hot.
Gerard...
Mm-hmm.
He's a sexy guy. You know that Gerard Depardieu is considered one of the sexiest Frenchmen ever. Gerard Depardieu.
No.
I'm not kidding. There was a time when Gerard Depardieu did not weigh 612 pounds.
Right. Yeah.
But even now, you know, like if you went up to a woman who enjoys the Frenchman and you said, hey, Depardieu, they'd go, ooh.
No, thanks.
No Depi do.
No.
Okay.
I will say, though, if someone, it's kind of like a nice suit, it will an accent pumps up the good-looking factor a couple points.
Oh, it does?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'm a sucker for the Irish accent. I love the Irish accent. And that's probably one of the reasons why I like Colin Farrell more than probably anybody on the planet likes Colin Farrell. Because I think he's cool as hell. I think he's a great actor. He's good looking. And he's got the cool accent. Might be another reason why I love Craig Ferguson so much. Because I like Scottish accents too. So I don't know. But I grew up Dan, the word is Anglophile, right? Is that the word if you're like a British Anglophile?
I believe so.
Yeah, I grew up an Anglophile.
Yeah, me too. For the most part.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, huge influences. When I was a kid, huge influences on me in different parts of my life were very British. You know, like from the music I listened to, like Sabbath and Zeppelin and stuff. And to, like, Python. Python was just a huge influence on me.
Oh, totally.
Comedically. And, as you all know, who my hero was when I was a kid. You guys remember who my hero was when I was a kid? Oh, Esmeralda, you forgot, didn't you? Didn't you?
No.
All right.
I don't remember. I can kind of see him in my head. He's the guy, he's got the pointy nose.
He's got a pointy nose. Yes, he does.
Angular cheeks.
Exactly. He had a big eye in one movie, just one big giant eye in Top Secret. Peter Cushing.
There you go.
Yeah. And you know who else was one of my heroes when I was a kid, too? God, all these British things. Roddy McDowell was like a huge hero of mine when I was a kid. Jeez. So, all right, I have right here scientific reasons why certain accents are sexy and why people find certain accents sexy. Do you have a favorite accent? 312-981-7200. We'll have to ask Dan if he has a favorite accent. And we'll get into that coming up. 312-981-7200. All right. And Esmeralda has made her way into the studio. So English, Scottish, and French.
Oh, yeah. Australian, too.
Australian.
Someone, I saw a text. I was like, yeah, that one's good.
Australian accent? You like the Australian accent?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, Dan, you got any accents that kind of
you know?
You like?
I don't know if it's sexy, but I just get a big hoot out of it. Is Southern accents?
Mm.
We were in Nashville for a friend's wedding, and we got schooled on accents and y'alls and all that stuff.
Well, it's some accents are different if you go like 60 miles
right.
away.
Right.
They changed. What were they schooling you on?
Just, you know, it's not a lawnmower, it's a weed eater. Stuff like that.
I think my favorite term that's pretty exclusive to the South is Coke. Because everything is a Coke. Everything is a Coke. It's like, what do you have to drink? I'll have Coke. What kind? 7-Up.
Yeah. I have a friend from Alabama, and he was telling me all about that. And
isn't that crazy?
Yeah. He also finds it insane that we don't have sweet tea everywhere.
Sweet tea. Mm. Well, you can get sweet tea. It's just not called sweet tea.
Then it's not sweet tea.
Well, tea is sweet. You can get tea that's sweet.
But sweet tea is very insanely sweet.
Well, what if you just have tea and you put like a lot of sugar in it? Isn't that sweet tea?
No, but you know, usually in the South, they just have it ready for you.
Like, here it is, sweet tea.
Yes.
I had a friend, she was from the South, and she said ink pen.
Did it also have a quill on top? And she.
Well, I don't know if that's an age thing or.
I mean, that
makes
sense.
But she would say, I gotta get myself an ink pen. And she had a Southern accent.
Like, what other kind of pens are there?
I don't know. A pen?
That don't have ink.
I don't know. But she would say ink pen. She worked at Ed DeBevick's.
Okay.
And she would say ink pen, mm-hmm. and they would think, oh, isn't that cute? That's part of her little sassy waitress character. But no, she did say ink pen for real in her real life when she wasn't being the sassy waitress character that she was at Ed DeBevick's. By the way, did you ever see the episode of SNL that Jennifer Lawrence hosted where...
Oh, yeah, and she's threatening, right? She's a waitress threatening the guy.
Absolutely hilarious. It's Bobby Moynihan and Vanessa Bayer are on a date at like an Ed DeBevick's like 50s themed diner.
Right.
And everybody comes up to him and is like, how's it going, you big galoot? You know, and they're like making fun of him.
Yeah.
And then she comes up and goes, you're going to die. It's hysterical. It's absolutely hysterical. No more Ed DeBevy's.
Yeah, no, that's gone.
I used to hang out there all the time.
Okay.
I had friends who worked there. You know, this was like in the late 80s. And this, you know, I mean, obviously, if you know people who are actors or actresses or, you know, in the theater, they wait tables.
I know David Schwimmer, right? He used to
to work there. Yeah, Schwimmer used to work there. Yes, he did. I wonder what his character was. Can you picture him being sassy? Oh, can I get you some corned beef?
So he was a pompadour?
He had a pompadour? I don't know.
Assuming.
But aren't you supposed to be a smartass when you work there? Aren't you supposed to? Because, like, my friends were all smartasses.
Yeah.
My friend's name, his character name was Flip.
Oh, sure.
His name was Flip because he used to take the coleslaw because it would come in a saucer and a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
Like a cup of soup comes in.
Right.
But it would be like and he would flip it and not spill any of the coleslaw. That was his thing.
Okay.
He was Flip.
I wonder how long he practiced that one.
My friend's name, the one who said ink pen, her name was Dixie.
Of course.
Yeah. It was odd that she was the only Dixie in the place because you would think there'd be 50 Dixies.
Well, I mean, how are you have to, you know, tell them apart.
I guess.
It'd be like Dixie 1, 2, 3, yeah. 4, 17.
Yeah. There was only one Flip. Doug says, I've always had a thing for the British accent, like Kelly LeBrock and Elizabeth Hurley. Well, yeah, but, you know, they could be mute. I mean, it wouldn't really matter at that with those two. I mean, good
I'm
Lord.
Sure it makes it even more.
Yeah, no, Elizabeth Hurley. You know, okay, here's another one. Okay, here's one. Can I just, let me explain something to you. This is another British a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Not my type at all. At all. Because mm-hmm. I like the, I'm, you know, as I've mentioned before.
Like you said last
I'm in the Sir Mix-a-Lot camp. But man, that Keira Knightley makes me go. And I think.
Is the accent?
Yeah, part of it is the accent. It's definitely part of it is the accent.
It happens. I'm
she's,
you.
Man, oh man, she's sexy.
There's some people who aren't that attractive. They have an accent. It's like, oh.
585, Scottish accents are the best. Okay. I love it when Craig Ferguson starts, like, makes fun of, like, what most people think a Scottish accent is.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just goes, oh, donkey, how you doing, donkey? And then he just starts doing Shrek. If it's not Scottish, it's crap. 224 area code says Imogen Poots. That accent. Mm-hmm. There's like 12 M's and an exclamation point. Margaret from Bridgeport says an Australian accent turns me into soup.
Yeah.
Really?
They're good. Yeah.
So Mel Gibson gets pulled over by the cops?
No.
He
doesn't really have one anymore. You need a really strong one.
So, like, the ones, like, you know, how come, have you seen the Mad Max? Have you seen the new Mad Max?
I haven't.
What the hell, man?
Maybe Mel Gibson when he went in.
What about Tom Hardy?
Mad Max. Yeah. I'll take that.
Well, so will Dan. You're going to have to fight Dan for it.
I was thinking earlier, like, I'm like, is it bad that all the sex existence I think of are men?
Yeah, you guys kept naming men off. I was like, no, I mean, that's cool.
Well, all right, let me just say the new movie, this movie, Brooklyn. With Saoirse Ronan.
Yeah. She's got that accent.
Oh, man. Yeah.
What about that New York guy?
What New
right?
York?
Right? She's...
The Italian guy yeah, that she falls in? No, I do not approve. No, I've...
From New York? Does he talk like that?
No.
I'm assuming.
815 area code says, Southern accents are hot.
Yeah, it depends.
I think so, too. Some of them, you know...
Some are a little much.
Yeah.
I like
yeah, when you get that, when you woo!
I want like the southern gentleman who throws a coat down on a puddle so you can walk over it.
Well,
and he says,
okay.
"I do declare
yeah.
things like that."
Because you do want a quill on the end of your on the end of your ink pen, evidently. If you want guys to throw down their coats on a puddle,
well, if they have Southern accents.
Remember the scene in Say Anything?
No,
where they would. I don't even have to describe the scene. Have you not seen Say Anything?
I haven't. Sorry.
What the hell?
Sorry.
All right. Well, then I don't even want to get into the scene.
So I said no.
Okay.
I've not seen it.
I just thought you were being a smartass or
nope.
something.
I'm just.
Is your nickname Flip?
Straight up. I should go work at the defunct Ed
DeBevics. Defunct Ed DeBevics. Yeah. Still
that's
there.
Where the morning show's having their next
remote. That's their
the remote.
That's
yeah.
their remote. The morning show's next remote is at Ed DeBevics. Yeah, join Shadow Bags and Foot Cheese at Ed DeBevics. Undergarment's going to be there flipping coleslaw. Yeah. On special, olive loaf. That's where their next remote is going to be at Ed DeBevics. And then right across the street, they're going to do one from Geno's East. No, Planet Hollywood. They're going to do it from Planet Hollywood across
oh my
the
gosh.
Street. I spent a significant amount of time in Planet Hollywood, too, because I dated a waitress that worked there.
Okay.
And I would go there and sit at the bar and drink for free and wait for her to get off her shift. And then I knew everybody there. That place was ridiculous, Planet Hollywood. Ridiculous. You ever go there?
I think I went once.
My favorite was the table. There was a table, and I'll do this very quickly because we have to break here for weather and traffic. But there was my favorite table was the table that right overlooking you, like right at eye level at the table, was the severed ear from Blue Velvet.
Oh, my gosh. Great.
I was like, whoever decided to put that piece of movie memorabilia right there is a genius. Morning. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight guy, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. I do want to let you know, program note, I will be filling in for Steve Cochran tomorrow, starting in 24 hours and roughly 10 minutes. I will be filling in for Steve Cochran. James Van Ostel will be filling in for me on Wednesday morning. I'll be in for Steve Cochran. We're talking about accents and what's sexy about an accent, and we have some scientific proof here. There's an article, by the way, I don't think we're going to have time to get to the entire article, but the article is on our Facebook page if you want to check it out. It's actually a really interesting article that kind of breaks down why some people find accents interesting or sexy in the way that they do. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. By the way, Dan, I was just looking up at the screen. Channel 9 Morning News was doing a story on how they're remaking Memento. What? Hey, speaking of Australian accents, he didn't have one in that movie. Guy Pearce.
That is correct.
All right. I don't even know why I brought that up, except that I looked up and it said Memento to be remade, and I almost threw something across the room. So, no need. All right, here's Don, Biker Don. Hey, Don.
Hey, good morning, bud.
Morning.
Certain accents are just automatically sexy, like a good Hispanic accent, like Rita Moreno.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you already touched on Elizabeth Hurley. But for my money, hands down, it's a toss-up between a Southern accent and an Irish lilt.
Mm-hmm.
You're either one, and it's like, we're off to the races.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Don.
All right, bud.
Yeah. It's Irish for me. Irish does it for me. I don't know. Let's see. Here's Eric on WGN. Hey, Eric.
Yes, Derek with a D.
Hey, Derek.
But I grew up, and Derek Flint was the coolest guy around. James Coburn.
Yeah.
And he and like Flint.
Yeah.
He goes to Russia and she says, "Derek, darling, what are you doing in Moscow?" And I've been a Russian fan ever since.
So it was in like Flint movies, Russian hot Russian chick.
Right. And my wife, we got together because when she first met me, she said, Derek, darling, what are you doing in Moscow?
You're kidding.
I said, the usual thing, my dear.
Oh, wow. You found a soulmate, Derek. You found a soulmate. That's great. Yeah, all right, Derek. Thanks, man.
Right.
Wow. That's outstanding. Jeez. What are the chances that someone will come up to me at some point in my life and start quoting Julianne Moore from Magnolia? I don't think that'll happen. So, all right. We have to get to the one, the only, the great, the Orion Samuelson. Hey, Orion.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. Did you have any kind of accent when you were growing up?
Probably a Midwest accent, but I had a lot of relatives who had Norwegian, Scandinavian accents.
Mm.
And that's not the smoothest accent in the world, I don't think. But anyway, yeah, we basically were a Scandinavian-German community in western Wisconsin. So